In this gospel, Jesus speaks about the bridegroom. He asks the rhetorical question, can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? And he's clearly referring to himself. He is the bridegroom. Now, the bridegroom, of course, is the one who marries the bride. And in marriage, the two become one. The bridegroom and the bride are united. And so if Jesus is the bridegroom, who is the bride? And the answer that the New Testament gives is that the bride is the church, all of us. We are united with Jesus as a bride is united with a bridegroom. And this is what St. Paul is talking about in our first reading when he says that in him, in Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things. Jesus reconciles. Jesus unites us with himself. And by uniting us with himself, Jesus unites us with God. As we celebrate the Eucharist, we celebrate this great reconciliation of God uniting us to himself through Jesus, and particularly through the blood of his cross. As we celebrate the Eucharist, we celebrate the action of Jesus, his death and resurrection, the Paschal mystery that becomes present to us as we celebrate the Eucharist. We celebrate the action of Jesus that reconciles us, that unites us to Jesus and brings us into communion with Jesus and with God.